Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
You know how there's certain things you're obsessed with and you can't explain it? Like me with Jaws. I can't explain it. When it's on, I got to watch it. I got something going on with that shark. I don't know what. I am the same way with abandoned buildings. I told you, Scott, we drove by that burned out church in Preston, Missouri a few weeks ago over the Christmas holiday. And I'm like, pull over.
Preston, Missouri.
I had to get out and see it. And I was talking to our guest here off the air. It's not something I can explain. And so when I went into a coffee shop a few weeks ago, I saw this book sitting there, and it's called Abandoned Kansas City. And I bought a copy for Scott. I reached out to the author, Regina Daniel, and I said, oh my gosh, can you come onto the program? Regina, thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
You are a photographer.
I like to consider myself an unorthodox historian more than a photographer.
Urban explorer, can we use that term?
Definitely.
Are you a trespasser?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to get into it.
All right, now you're talking my kind of language.
I mean, I don't have secrets about it, yeah. Sometimes I have permissions, sometimes I don't.
The photos are haunting, and I'm also obsessed with, like, Chernobyl. And one of the things I said to you off the air was that I'm somehow fascinated by how quickly Mother Nature takes back what is hers. Man will build, Mother Nature will take it back.
Yeah, there's a George Carlin joke from years ago about how, like, Earth is just going to shake us off like a bad case of fleas.
Yeah.
And I truly believe that when nature does reclaim an area, a house, a complex, whatever it is that it is reclaiming, that it's just basically that part of the Earth shaking off that bad case of fleas, which is us and our infrastructure.
You know, most photographers would take pictures of things that are beautiful. a sunset or a sunrise or a beautiful church or a cathedral or a beautiful building or people. You focus on, let's be honest.
Some of it is blight.
The blight of humanity.
I guess I just see the beauty of the decay, like what's left when we stop interacting or using a building or a place. There's something beautiful about broken stained glass and peeling paint and the reflections in still water.
Yep.
Of the places that you photograph, what percentage do you believe that you trespassed?
I'm going to say probably a good 85% of that.
Are you ever afraid you're going to go into one of these spaces and, you know, encounter someone who is also there for maybe not the greatest artistic reasons?
There have been multiple locations where we have encountered like scrap iron thieves, and some of them can tend to be pretty volatile. But so when we see that, we tend to give space, go different directions.
You do you. I'm just here to photograph.
Or if it's like there's enough of them, we'll just come back a different day. It's not worth getting hurt over.
I want to read some of the chapters because you guys, no matter where you are, she's done work in KCK in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm going to read some of the chapters that will tell you all over the area where you have been, Regina. The Woodlands, Brian Butler Kitchen Nursing Home, Old Whittier Elementary School. That one caught my eye because they're still writing on the chalkboard.
Yeah. A while back, I went to Smith Hale Middle School off of Longview Road, and I have a friend who was a teacher there, and so she asked to go to the school before they finished demolishing it, and we went there, and her last lesson was still on the whiteboard, and they had like covered over the whiteboards in there, but hers fell off and she could still see it. I took pictures of her. Yeah, she got a little emotional, and I can see why, but yeah, there's lots of stuff that gets left behind.
You have the staircase landing windows inside of Ladd Elementary. You have an abandoned, overgrown miniature golf course on what used to be the demolished Mission Bowl. That's now apartments, right?
Yes.
Tell me about the
Mission Bowl burned down. It wasn't abandoned. It was burned down.
Yeah. Tell me about all of the beds. Why do the beds creep me out? You see the mattresses, the dirt, you know, in hospitals and other spaces. What is that like?
It's almost apocalyptic when you're kind of walking through and it's like, this was once a bustling emergency room, and now all that's left is like some tattered curtains, broken glass, and some old hospital beds.
It reminds me of the beginning of Walking Dead when he wakes up and everything around him has stopped.
Yes. I've encountered buildings pretty much that full.
How do you find them?
It's a lot of different ways. I do some YouTube searches, networking with other explorers, a lot of driving around, GPS satellite imaging searches. I look for a lot of like bad roofs, stuff in patches of trees, stuff like that.
Who owns these buildings to even say you're trespassing or be angry that you're there? They wouldn't be in such a state of disrepair if someone cared, right?
Truly. But a lot of times it's just easier for demolition is cheaper than restoration, first of all. That seems to be the case, right, especially over the last couple of years. But like it seems like it's cheaper to pay your taxes, pay your fines if you do get those, rather than invest in your property.
How would you describe yourself?
Definitely a curious person, but I like to, I'm curious. I like to keep it real. Honest, I guess.
How would you describe what you do? Are you an urban trespasser, urban seeker, urban photographer?
Yes.
I would say all of that. I don't have any qualms about trespassing because, like, in 1991, when Anderson Cooper first started at, like, Channel 1,
yeah,
he ended up, like, forging a press pass to get into Myanmar, which actually jump-started his career. So there's some of us, we have to kind of bend the rules to get where we're going.
One of the things I want to ask you, because I'm looking at the Imperial Brewery Boulevard Mill. Scott, you have driven by this.
Oh, sure.
A thousand times, this large old brick building. We all drive by these structures, and you see the boards that are in the windows, and you think, that's weird. Or you drive by it and you don't think about it at all. You drive by it and go, how the hell can I get in?
Exactly. And I always like envision myself in the window, like looking when I'm driving by. It's like I see myself in that top window there. Imperial Brewery, that one's kind of sad because that was like a beacon of you've reached the state line. Here you are going into Kansas or going into Missouri in this steadfast monolith is what I kind of called it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's been around since, you know, the early days of Kansas City, and just to see it all
in disrepair.
Yeah.
Beyond. Do you have a favorite?
Ooh, I really love schools. Okay, I'm going to go a little cliche here. This is one that's kind of made the news like 100 times in the last few days, actually, but the Paul Robeson Middle School. It used to be a Jewish community center at 82nd and Holmes, and it was supposed to be this development to be like a community center and theater and everything, and it just, like, it never really came to fruition. So it's just been this huge building that's sat in disrepair, where there's like two gyms, a big, huge Olympic-sized pool. Every time you go there, it's always just new photos, new graffiti, new damage. It's always something new to offer.
But where does the damage come from? I mean, people can abandon a building, and it could be in otherwise pretty decent condition. I'm assuming that these are squatters.
Vandals.
Vandals that come in and tear the place up.
Is it, yes. Am I wrong? When it is kind of in the city, like here in Kansas City, it is vandals. Homeless people will make like a way in, but they won't like destroy a place because that's where they stay. But it tends to be like juveniles, vandals, scrap iron thieves will tear a place up really bad. But when it's kind of just out where there's not a lot of like human interaction with the building.
Describe the pool.
The pool, it's an Olympic size, huge pool.
See it, Scott? Covered
in graffiti.
In graffiti.
There's been like some fires in there as well.
But then you start to see green life. At some point, nature goes, I'm going to take this back.
Exactly. And there's no stopping it once like the nature starts to reclaim it. And that's like the buildings that aren't done, like vandalized by like human hands and everything. The things that damage those is once you let your roof go, you have water damage, you have black mold, your building is pretty much ruined.
All right, Regina, Daniel, stick around for one more segment.
Oh,
we've got
a number
of questions coming in on the text line. People want to know if you photographed this.
Oh, okay.
And we'll get to that in just a moment. If you have a question, send it in on the text line, 913-586-7798.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
All right, we're speaking with Regina Daniel, who has a number of books, by the way, we'll get to that in just a moment, of abandoned places in Kansas City. Where can people find your books?
You can find them at Barnes & Noble, Made in Kansas City, or Amazon, or anywhere where books are sold online.
My little favorite coffee shop down on...
Yes, I heard about the book club.
Johnson Drive, it's called The Book Club, is where I found it. It is phenomenal. I'm not here to tell you how to do your business, but I'm here to beg you to do something.
Okay.
I want you to start a tour. You get one of those little hopper vans, what do you call the sprinter vans? And you take people around, and I will pay money to do it. And you've got a little PowerPoint up front, and we drive by these buildings, and then you show your photos. Because there are a lot of people listening that are like, that looks haunted. I'm not going in. I don't want to be sued. I don't want to fall. I don't want to be on a Dateline episode. But I would like you to drive me around and say, okay, these are the photos. This is the building that you drive by on the highway every single day for 30 years, and that's what's going on inside. I would pay big money for that. You need to start a company, and I'll be your first customer.
I hope it wouldn't be too much of a liability, but that is a really good idea. But I also do presentations with Mid-Continent Public Library, where good. I go in depth with a lot of these places. I give you history and the backstory. If there is something going on today, I give you, if I can follow the renovation or demolition, yeah. I give you that as well.
Do you run Red Vixen Photography?
I do.
Pexline knows
she
who you are.
She is a Red Vixen.
Yes, you are.
Are any of these places haunted? If you believe in that sort of energy, and I do, I don't believe in ghosts rattling chains. What are some of the things that you have seen that would formulate your opinion one way or the other?
I feel like I'm kind of closed off when I go into a lot of places, because if I am trespassing, we have a ticking time clock of how long can we be in here,
right.
Stuff like that. So I feel like I'm very closed off because I have an agenda when I'm trying to...
You're there to work.
Yeah.
No, the clicking is until you hear, woo!
Yes.
Like that's probably
that's
when you need to
leave. That's not a ghost.
That's probably when you need to leave.
Have police ever shown up and been like,
oh, yes,
get
many,
out?
Many times.
How does that work out when you're like, I'm a photographer?
When they see that I'm like a 40-something-year-old lady that just, oh, you're taking pictures, it's not safe, you need to leave.
Okay.
So.
Would you like a copy of my book?
we have a couple of questions on the text line about places you have or have not photographed.
Okay, let's hear it.
Metro North Mall.
I did not get in there in time. They had it very secure because there were people that did get in there, but since Ford used the parking lot, it was very secure. So yeah. I try not to like tread too much with security because they sometimes get a power trip.
No problem. Fairyland Park.
Oh, Fairyland was gone long before that was gone in the 70s.
Okay. How creepy would that have been?
Here's one that has not been gone since the 70s. The Mission Gateway Project, right down the street, with the old Mission Mall site.
Oh, no, I did not get that one either. I have gotten...
I would encourage you to go photograph that death knell of Johnson County.
Oh, you could photograph it from... You don't even have to trespass. You can see it from space. Tell me about the Mansion on the Hill, another place demolished around the same time as Terminal A out at KCI... is a small mansion that sat atop a small hill in an affluent neighborhood just off Ward Parkway. That is a stunner. Why is that abandoned?
Hmm. That was abandoned because the family who did live there, their kids just kind of grew up. They moved away, and they just kind of left the house as it was.
There's still stuff in there.
Yeah. I was there in that one. I was there on a public auction.
Look.
So when everybody was upstairs, I was downstairs.
Taking and, pictures?
Yes. I work around the people.
Wow.
From the text line, have you ever found a dead body?
Not yet, but I did find my first love doll. Just on Saturday.
Oh,
explain.
Wow. Yes, no, we don't need her to explain that.
What's a love doll?
Well, I didn't want to say the. Can
Sauce.
I say?
Oh.
Yes, a love doll.
Oh.
human size.
Like a friend.
Yes.
Yes.
A big silicone life
size.
Did you size.
Freak
we,
out?
We got it, Red Vixen.
Do you go during the day? Because going at night would freak me
out. I do go during the day.
Out.
I depend on a lot of natural light, so yeah. Nighttime. And plus, a lot of homeless people stay in these buildings, and during the day, they're out doing their thing. And I don't want to, you know, roll up on nobody sleeping. So at night, that's their time. That's their place. I do my thing during the day.
How there, do you ruin me?
There's a photo of some graffiti in Trinity Lutheran Hospital, which is one of my favorite sites that you went in. And the graffiti is so haunting. It is directly out of a horror movie. It just says, how do you ruin me? Do you wonder who wrote that? Who has been here that decided in that space to put something that only Stephen King can imagine?
I'm imagining it's somebody who's like heartbroken and leaving that message on the wall for their lost lover.
Or somebody who may have not gotten the best services at the hospital. Perhaps.
Perhaps.
You know, you have stuffed animals left behind in an old abandoned building, a metal baby crib at Trinity Lutheran. I could just flip and talk about this forever. How often do you do it?
I get out kind of frequently. I've actually have quite the backlog of work right now from this spring.
Yeah.
Because I've done a few road trips to Cairo, Illinois and St. Louis. But I do some stuff here. My last outing of the year was here in KC. Yes.
Do you live here?
I do. I got into a place I've been watching since it closed in 2019.
No way.
Finally got in. And
will you give us a hint? What type of place is it?
A psychiatric hospital.
Oh, my gosh.
Osawatomie?
No, she doesn't have to say which one.
I have been in Osawatomie State Hospital. I had approval to get in there, and they
Were you there? Involuntarily?
No, we were there doing a tour of some of their older buildings and some of the buildings that Lansing Correctional Facility ended up using after they stopped using it.
I have one. The Miniger Clinic.
Yes.
Okay, so let me just tell you, I started out my career at WIBW, and our very old building was on the Miniger campus. And it was the only business on the Miniger campus that wasn't the Miniger building. Squatters went in at some point 10, 11 years ago, started a fire, and our television building burnt down. But all of the glorious other brick structures, that had to have been glorious. I have always wanted to go in there.
I have been in that building on 3 occasions.
The tower?
Yes.
Oh,
it is a rickety, rusty spiral staircase all the way to the top of the clock tower and then to the top of like the lookout. So like one of the first times I got done doing that, we went to Spangles because whenever I'm in Topeka,
yeah, right there,
got to go to Spangles. And, I was talking to the cashier. He said he worked there in the late 90s. And when they closed the place up, they just let like the patients out. So a lot of the patients were like roaming the area and sleeping in the woods around there and then came back to the building itself. So that's a little unnerving that people are treated that way.
Do you ever take pictures of things that are pretty?
No, I do some Kansas City stuff. One of my favorite spots in Kansas City is Artist Alley. And I love how every time I go
Where's that?
It's next to the Border Brewing Company on 18th Street.
Okay.
And it's just an alley where like some of the greatest graffiti talent in this town.
But do you ever take pictures of like the Plaza and the Liberty Memorial and Union Station and...
I've done
nice
a little
things.
Bit of it. Sometimes, yeah. I did on Christmas Day when it was foggy, yes. So I do dabble in some pretty stuff.
But you're attracted to the ugly.
No, I find
beauty
in
the
this.
Decay.
I find beauty in the decay. I'm telling you, it's beautiful, Regina, and I can't explain it.
Well, thank you.
I just think it's beautiful. Can you... You ever just want to salvage something like?
I totally want to salvage so much of it, but you know, if
then you're a thief and a trespasser.
Mm-hmm. So
that's called a ne'er do well.
I would rather just be a trespasser.
Well, thank you for your time. What a delightful book you've photographed. A
huge series of them. How many are there?
I have 4 of the Kansas City books, but I have 7 books in total, which 7 is in production as we speak.
Abandoned Kansas City with photographer and author Regina Daniel. Website is what?
Red Vixen Photography.
Red Vixen Photography.
Yeah.
I love your work. Thank you so much
for
joining
me here. It's truly been a pleasure.
Our pleasure here on Dana and Parks. So they have identified the woman who was shot and killed today in Minneapolis by an ICE officer as 37-year-old Renee Nicole Good. Common spelling on all three. Renee Nicole Good, 37 years old. She has been identified as the woman who was shot and killed today in Minneapolis by an ICE officer.
And this just in from KCTV5. Some of you may have noticed if you watched the video that the license plate is very familiar to folks here in Missouri. It has Missouri license plates. The sister station, First Alert 4 in St. Louis, 5's sister station, confirmed with the Missouri Department of Revenue that those are indeed plates from Missouri, and the Honda is registered to two people from Kansas City.
Oh.
It's tragic and horrifying no matter what. I feared when we first heard that was a Missouri license plate that was going to be someone local.
One of the stickers featured on the vehicle is a KC Current sticker.
Good God.
Oh, my word. According to Channel 5 here, their sister station in St. Louis confirmed with the Missouri Department of Revenue that the Missouri license plate on the Honda, it's a Honda Pilot, was registered to two people in Kansas City. Sam, you mentioned that. The name of the individual killed in the shooting is not, yes, it has, Renee Nicole Good. I was looking to see if there are any ties to her to Kansas City. I cannot find any yet. It is possible that the woman who was killed might be, we don't know, from Kansas City. We will continue to monitor that. Let me see what I can find in here that is not too light, but not too heavy.
God.
Here we go. I got one.
Can I ask you something?
You can ask me whatever
before
you want.
We're monitoring, but moving on and monitoring.
Man.
Would you ever just stop off the side of the road if there was an abandoned farmhouse or abandoned building and go in?
No.
Under no circumstance would you do that?
Why would I? There are a dime a dozen. And what if I find something inside that I don't want to see?
Like what?
A dead body, homeless person with a gun.
Would not want to see that.
You leave.
A bear. Yeah, you leave when there's
a bear in there. I didn't even think about wildlife.
Maybe you don't stay if there's a bear in there.
Well, you don't run either. You're supposed to go. Mountain lion. Maybe if you're in South Leeward, a puma.
You never know.
I would totally go in. There is the building on, which I think they're finally doing something with it, along I-35. If you are headed north into downtown, just past Cambridge Circle, there is a building that almost looks like stairs. For whatever reason, it's like 5 stories on the front and 3 stories on the back. It has been abandoned, as far as I know, my entire life, and I have always wanted to go inside, but I never have.
So we are continuing. The Minneapolis mayor is going to speak next hour on MSNBC. We'll try to bring that to you as well. We have to be careful because when the Minneapolis mayor spoke earlier today, he had a foul mouth. And so we'll monitor things out of Minneapolis. But apparently the car that the woman was driving who was shot and killed had Missouri plates that have ties to Kansas City, including a Kansas City Current bumper sticker on the back. The woman's name is Renee Nicole Good. She was shot and killed. We don't know if she's from Kansas City. We're trying to figure that out. Story here from Fox 4. Missouri lawmakers have introduced legislation which mandates that 70% of elementary school assignments be completed using paper and pencil.
Good.
I am shocked that you said that.
I like paper and pencil.
To enhance student learning, the proposed bill aims to limit the use of digital tools in the classroom, setting a daily cap of 45 minutes on digital instruction. It also requires schools to maintain and use physical textbooks and teaches students how to write in cursive. House Bill 2230 is part of a growing effort to balance analog and digital learning in schools.
Don't you think that there's something positive that happens in the brain? And that's whether it's a musical instrument or the physicality of writing, where it's good for you to do. That's why it's good for you to do a daily crossword puzzle. You're using your brain. Mm-hmm. You're using your hands to paper. Mm. I don't think that translates with swiping on a cell phone. I just don't. I think it's a different, better kind of learning.
As someone who grew up going through school as the personal computer became commonplace, yep. and as we switched literally my senior year in high school, we went from textbooks to everybody gets a MacBook Air, nobody's carrying around textbooks. Mm. These things have been studied for a very long time. Write something down right now. Type something different right now. You will remember what you wrote down 2 weeks from now. Mm. You probably won't remember what you typed 2 minutes from now.
You know, I think, and I understand that we have long past moved over the line of the digital era, right? But I think too much credit is given to it, or too much emphasis is placed on it, is probably a better way to put it. Where we forget, like last night, for example, I sat down and we were getting ready for bed, and I wasn't really that tired. And she gets in bed, and I have a chair right next to my side of the bed. And I've got like three books that I'm working through right now. Well, check that. One that I'm working through, two others that I need to work through. And I said, if you don't mind, I'm just going to sit in my chair and read my book. And I love a hard copy book where you have to flip the pages.
Yeah.
Right? And Sarah offered us up a Kindle. I guess she and her boyfriend got two Kindles over the holidays.
Okay.
And she's like, we don't need both of them. We just need one. Do you guys want the Kindle? And T and I both said, no, thank you.
And I know I have friends that say you will pry that Kindle out of their hands, you know, when they take their last breath.
I like
reading the pages.
Yes. I like flipping pages of a book.
And it smells good. I like the smell.
I don't know about that.
Oh, I love that smell.
I have read 26 pages of a book so far in 2026. That is 26 more pages of a book that I have read probably in the last, well, let's see, I was in college for a while, excluding college, since high school.
Good for you.
What made you decide to pick up a hard copy book?
Encouragement from people around me.
And?
I found that I sat down with the goal of reading for 10 minutes. Because, you know, start with small goals. Mm-hmm. And I read for an hour straight.
And you only got 26 pages in?
It's small print.
I'm proud of you.
I think you're a slow reader.
I also did read the foreword. I haven't picked up a book in a while. I read the foreword, the introduction, and I finally got like 9 pages in.
Like now the book's starting.
That was page one. So really I read 30 whatever pages.
Do you know what we've started doing at night?
I felt like an idiot.
Well, I think you might be.
At the very last part of the evening, right before bed, you know I subscribe to the games portion of the New York Times. Mm-hmm. The New York Times paid $1 million or something silly for the game Wordle.
That's not silly. That's a ripoff.
It is a ripoff that is now played by 3.4 billion people a year. It's the numbers are insane.
Whoever invented Wordle,
it was a guy that did it for his girlfriend during COVID,
whatever, who sold it to the New York Times for $1 million, should be punched in the face.
No, back then he thought, oh my gosh, $1 million, yes, it's worth bajillions of dollars.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
No, he's not an idiot. He created it the very last thing before we turn off the lights at night. Except last night we had to wait for the KU game to end because it was the best game in the history of games. We play.
You didn't see Pittsburgh.
Wordle.
In Baltimore.
Yes, I did. We play Spelling Bee, which is also a word game. It's all these little letters, and you try to figure out how many different things you can spell with all the letters on this octagon. And we do the mini crossword, and then we go to bed. Takes about 20 minutes.
We're at party time at the Wright House.
Every single night. I look forward to my Wordle.
But we cannot ignore the trends. The trends are obvious. The trends are real. And we have done nothing to try to change them over the last 10 years. Our scores are down incredibly. The number of people in this country that are illiterate is skyrocketing. Literally illiterate. Cannot read a menu when they go and sit down at a restaurant.
Dude, it took you an hour to read 26 pages. Tell me more about illiteracy.
It was 30 some odd pages. But anyway, and I don't know how long I actually sat there and read. Why are we focused on the details? You should be proud of me for picking up a book for the first time in a decade,
I am.
Jerk.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
Point being, as we have transitioned into more and more technology in our learning space, we have done nothing but see the trend of education drop.
Who's to blame for that?
We have freshman year students who say that they're, or freshman year teachers who say that their students are coming in and they're having to help them construct a sentence.
They should be playing Wordle at night.
These are 14-year-old kids who need help from their teachers with subject, verb, object, period. That's a problem that needs to be addressed. Math scores are gone. People can't even tell you simple facts about the country they live in.
Wow. You're worked up.
He is worked up.
And yes,
did you get a full 8 hours of sleep last night?
I did say literally illiterate, meaning not figuratively illiterate. The text line's like, what does literally illiterate mean?
Actually illiterate?
I mean, they're really, they can't read.
They can't read.
Yeah.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Sam, give us the traffic update real quick, if you would be so kind.
Yeah, as folks are starting to head home and Shawnee Mission Parkway is obviously getting busier. We had an incident earlier today in Kansas City, just around 85th Street on 71 Highway. They're not certain what exactly led up to it, but there was a homicide on 71 Highway. Police preliminary investigation believe that it was a road rage incident. The update now is that if you are getting in your car and you need to traverse 71 Highway southbound from 75th Street, you will get routed off before then because all lanes are closed as they continue to investigate.
Hmm. If you're just joining us, you've probably heard about the ICE-related, ICE being Immigration Customs Enforcement-related shooting up in Minneapolis today. We're starting to get word that there is definitely a Missouri connection. We're trying to figure out if there is a Kansas City connection to the woman, 37 years old, who was shot and killed. Renee Nicole Good was her name, 37 years old. The car in question that was shot into by ICE agents was a Honda Pilot with Missouri license plates with a Kansas City Current bumper sticker. And we're getting, there is some hint that she may have been from Kansas City, Missouri.
Or some connection to, let's say, because I'm also seeing there's a connection to Colorado. But, you know, the Kansas City Current has fans all over the country. I think it's also sort of suggestive that that is...
Well, they are Missouri plates.
One of ours, and the Missouri plates, if their reporting is correct.
Yeah.
I mean, it's shocking and horrifying and unnecessary and all of those things, regardless of where she's from. My heart will shatter all over again if she's got a connection to Kansas City.
So let's lighten it up a little bit. Overland Park has a number of snowplows. Their new names are out.
Oh, did they ask people to submit?
I don't know if they asked.
Ideas?
Like plow, you make plow face.
But they have.
Always a submission.
I don't see Plowy McPlowface in here.
Dang it.
No.
Let me guess. Patrick Masnomes is in there.
I believe it is.
It should be.
Where is that? I think Patrick Masnomes is in here. Yes. No, it's just Masnomes, not Patrick Masnomes.
Okay.
See, three-piece snow? Buzz Ice Clear?
Love it.
Chiefs Cleaned Them?
Buzz Ice Clear?
That one's actually really creative.
I love it.
Luke Snowwalker?
Okay.
Weak.
Use the force.
I got the plow up!
Okay.
Fast and Flurious? Let me see. There's actually some pretty good ones in here. Scooby-Doo? Sleetwood Mac?
Sleetwood Mac?
Slayer, but it's not like the rock band. It's S-L-E-I-G-H-E-R.
Very nice.
The Blizzard of Oz, that one's too easy. The Life of a Snow Girl. Chillennium Falcon. Darth Blader.
Okay.
No More Mr. Ice Guy.
All right.
Plowabunga. Truck Norris.
Yes.
And the Snowminator.
The Snowminator. Very nice, Overland Park. Did you also see the Johnson County, I believe, library system has gone viral for doing a really accurate recreation of The Breakfast Club?
Oh, really?
They did an entire, look this up, Scott. They did an entire video. Basically, the message is, don't you forget about me, mm-hmm. meaning don't forget about the library. Come to the library. And you remember Breakfast Club,
they were in almost the
in its entirety, they are inside a library. Library staff members have recreated the dancing on the top of the bookshelves and the muscle walk through the hallway. It is hilarious.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, I'm very, very, very impressed.
The one of the lines of the story is, you guys nailed it.
Oh, without question.
Huh.
So if you have time later, look it up, because they even have, Scott, the costumes. Like, one of them is dressed like the nerd, and one of them is dressed like Ally Sheedy's character.
The nerd had a name. His name was Brian.
Remember when they say, what did you do to get in here? And she goes,
nothing.
I had nothing better to do. So hats off, Johnson County Library. Very, very funny.
The nerd from Breakfast Club, a.k.a. my doppelganger.
Yeah.
Really?
Back when you were young.
I've heard that many times.
Back when you were younger.
You don't look anything like Brian.
Brian Johnson.
I've heard it many times.
Huh. Can you name... I don't want the actors' names. I want the characters' names.
Okay.
I can name Brian.
Claire.
Claire.
It's a family name. It's not its fat girl's name.
Bender. I can't remember the jock's name.
Brian Johnson
is the nerd.
The nerd. And Andrew, gosh.
Is it Andrew?
Sheen. What's his name? Estevez. Emilio Estevez is.
Is he Andy?
Andrew.
And then, what was, what's her face?
Ally Sheedy.
Yeah. What was her?
I don't know that they ever say her name, do they? Remember, they go, hey.
There's a lot of hey. Let me look it up.
Let me see.
I cannot remember her.
I think when she dumps her purse out, they say her name. She doesn't
really?
Talk, sir.
Allison Reynolds?
Is that what her
Allie.
Name in the show? Allie?
Allie.
Allison yeah. Reynolds, yeah.
That's right.
Yep, Brian Johnson. What was Bender's first name?
I don't know that they ever gave that out in the movie.
Yes, they do.
I've got you for 2 months.
The principal says it.
What is his first name?
John.
John Bender. Bender.
And then there's a guy listed here as Andy's father. That guy didn't deserve a name.
Well, they're yeah, only there for eight seconds.
Drop off and pick up. Okay. Yeah.
Do you know John Hughes plays the dad? John Hughes, the creator of The Breakfast Club, plays the dad dropping off one of the I don't remember which kid. But that is John
is that
Hughes'
right?
cameo in the carpool line.
Sam, will you click on the janitor? I am the eyes and ears of this here institution.
I see everything.
I think he just passed away.
No.
Yeah, I believe so. If I'm not mistaken, there is a janitor. There's only seven characters in this movie. It had to be the cheapest movie ever to make.
It doesn't list them as, quote, the janitor. Okay, Carl Reed.
Carl.
Played by John Capellos, Canadian actor, currently 69 years old, very much alive.
He is still alive. Okay. I was under the impression he had passed.
Oh, my goodness. Born in 1956. What a movie.
Mm.
I just don't think there's a better movie out there that will...
If Hollywood ever tries to remake The Breakfast Club...
No.
That would be a fail.
No.
You cannot recreate a classic.
Did you know Claire had a last name? Because I had no idea this was her last
what
name.
What is Claire's last name?
Claire Standish.
Claire Standish.
That has to be like in the production notes. There's no way they ever said that.
Ooh, and then is this the Turtles?
Richard Vernon.
Oh, the...
excuse me, Dick.
Yeah.
Will milk be made available?
Oh, apparently Claire said Bender's first name when she was yelling at him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. When he was under the table?
No matter how the world could be. Which they used a stand-in, by the way, because she was young, and that scene would not be shot today.
With her underpants?
No.
913-586-7798. Dan's got the news in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.